Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night and early morning skies this week. In the evening, we still have Venus and Mars, like the Paul McCartney and Wings song, together in the southwestern skies. But in the morning, before sunrise, we have both Jupiter and Saturn visible, the biggest planets in our solar system. And I wanted to talk about Jupiter. It's an awesome sight through a telescope. And right now, there is a space probe that is hanging around Jupiter and studying it. The Juno probe was launched in 2011 and arrived at Jupiter last year. It's maneuvering into a more circular orbit as we speak around the giant planet, and it's going to crash into Jupiter a year from now. The Juno probe is do a few things. It's going to look at how much water is in Jupiter's atmosphere, which helps us find out which planet formation theory is correct for our solar system. It's going to look deep into Jupiter's atmosphere to measure the composition, temperature, motion of the clouds, and other properties. It's going to map Jupiter's magnetic and gravity fields, which gives us a little bit of a clue about the planet's deep structure. And it's going to explore and study Jupiter's magnetosphere, its magnetic field around the planet's poles, and especially Jupiter's auroras, which are awesome, much bigger and brighter than Earth's, its northern and southern lights. So that's going to tell us a little bit about its huge magnetic field and how that affects the atmosphere. So Jupiter is really big. It's very influential in the story of our solar system, and learning more about it will tell us more about the origin of our own solar system and even about how our own planet came about. There's still a lot we don't know about Jupiter. We don't know exactly what it's made of. It's roughly chemically similar to the Sun, but it's a little bit different. Planets like Jupiter, big planets, are the cornerstones of planet formation. They form really early in the planet process before stars have a chance to blow away the gases in the cloud that they form from. And they also play a role in planet formation of smaller planets because they're really massive. And so it kind of shepherds little things around our solar system. So the Juno mission is going to tell us a lot about Jupiter. It's very, very exciting. But for the time being, what Juno is doing is sending back awesome pictures of Jupiter, close-up pictures of Jupiter's storms and clouds. They are beautiful. So check online, Google Juno probe, and you'll see pictures of Jupiter's clouds. They look like milk swirling into coffee, the best images that we've gotten yet of that giant planet's upper clouds. For more information about this, you can always, we love talking about this at the Planetarium. You can call us at 784-4812. You can visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu, or best yet is come and see us in person and see some of those sights for yourself on the screen of our dome theater where the weather is always great. We're located at the north end of University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center. We love seeing you ex-listeners here, so stop by and keep looking up.